Proclamation number 6471 of 9th of February, 1956. Announcement of riots and unrest. Whatever may happen, it all serves you for perfection. And although human will carries out actions which have a bad earthly effect, although human will itself interferes with the laws of nature and triggers reactions which have a tremendously destructive effect, such events are also included in my eternal plan of salvation and beneficial for your spiritual development. But it depends on you humans yourselves whether you also evaluate everything that comes, whether spiritual perfection seems worth striving for or whether you are only absorbed in earthly things and then also only take notice of the earthly effect. But then you will be in a bad way. For earthly you humans can no longer expect much good. For events will overtake each other and a completely different picture will emerge. Turmoil and unrest amongst people because a new phase will set in, a raging of the powers against each other which is also recognizable earthly. For even if there seems to be peace among people, the battle continues in secret in order to one day openly erupt to the horror of people. People start it but I don't prevent it, for people don't use the time of peace for the salvation of their souls either, and therefore this time will be replaced by a time of renewed unrest and worst fears. For the end is approaching. But whatever may come will not affect people arbitrarily, and thus my own can look forward to all events in peace. And they can believe that I will take care of them in every earthly and spiritual adversity. That I will spread my hands protectively over them, even if a whole army of devils rages against them. I know my own and smooth all their paths, and they need fear nothing because I watch over them. But I will also need their services during this time, for they shall bear witness to me. They shall tell people that the end is approaching and that they have been informed by me of what is coming. They shall proclaim me to those who do not want to believe and openly stand up for me and my name. For it is the last time of grace which still remains for those who do not want to believe, to whom I still want to reveal myself through you, so that they may learn to believe. Therefore you should not become anxious and fickle in the coming time but only recognize the truth of my word and stand up for it with all the more conviction. And even if the powers of darkness will rage around you, even if the world around you lifts in unrest and terror, you should know that you are protected by the beings of light who are around you on my behalf, and you should only ever carry out your spiritual work in peace. Commend yourselves to me and my grace, and I myself will be with you in every adversity and danger. Amen.